So how did you feel the first time you read the script?
Well, it coincided with a lot of material that I was doing recently. I was in this short film called A Cool Dark Place. I was in 1930s period piece that I had done, and it was another thing that I had done as well, so it seemed to be in line. So I was in the real world acting it in short films, and along comes Richie with another film noir, and you could adapt as a period piece maybe, but it was down that same line. So I felt all the stars were in alignment with that script and as such.
What do you think attracts you to film noir?
Well, it's my favorite film of genre. Most everything that you look at today, if something is making a statement, it tends to have a dark feel to it. If it's making a social commentary of some kind, so it tends to be an outlet today that's making it. I love the way a lot of writers have used science fiction to make social commentaries. Today, I believe they used film noir, so I like it for that reason. It might be some kind of commentary, social commentary made, but they're using that genre to cover it up, so to speak, instead of being blatant about it.
How do you want this film to be remembered a couple of years from now? People always have, like, you know, fond memories of short films that they see. I mean, how do you want someone to say, yeah, oh, a clean break? How do you want them to finish that sentence?
Oh, who knew that that was going to be the start of something so big? Maybe Richie will continue, and my character will go as you know, he pretty much lives on forever. So he dies then, but then he could, he'll always come back at similar periods. So it says the beginning and the essence of the series. You know, it could keep going. It's the way I see it, anyway.
What do you think makes your character so interesting?
That dynamic alone. The fact that it took me a while to swallow that she was going there. When I read it through the first time, I didn't realize where he was going with it. So he put in a bit of that science fiction. And just to reiterate on the other point, he doesn't really make that much of social commentary of any kind. But, he had a little science fiction in there. And that was a nice twist. It was a combination. It was from noir and science fiction. And usually when you write today, you have to kind of mix up the genres. You can't go solid all the way with one anymore. It needs to be a little more complicated. And I think Richie accomplished that nicely with those two genres.
The film was just accepted into the Anchorage International Film Festival. How are you guys feeling about that?
I already booked my ticket. No, I'm kidding. well, as I wrote on Facebook, it's very quote-unquote cool. I don't know how to answer that. You got to admit, if you had just asked me, oh, I got into the South Dakota Film Festival, it wouldn't have been as interesting as the fact that he got into the Anchorage Film Festival. it's really testing the love of our project. We're going to make it out there or not.
Oh, man. So what's on the docket for you? Like, what's next for you?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm, as far as your career goes.
I just finished up a short film myself. It's called 8 to 5 on Cleveland. And it's definitely a film noir, but it was the storyline and the cinematic style of it was reminiscent of the film of the 1970s, the thriller films of the 1970s. Those were the films that my father used to take me to see when I was a kid. And I was going to bring that back. They were films from the 70s. A lot of people would remember, even know of, such as the 7-Ups with Roy Scheider,
mm-hmm.
and The Friends of Eddie Coyle, which was one of Robert Mitchum's last films. And so I raised $8,800 on Kickstarter to get that project underway. And the video that I put together, the presentation, to lure people to throw a few bucks, I went to different theaters in Queens, New York, which is where I'm from. I went to the address locations where all these single house theaters used to exist, went to 3 of them, a lot more, of course, and spoke about how technology had changed things and came up with the multi-theater plex. Multiplex houses, and got rid of these single houses, but technology also has done a lot and it enabled us to make our own movies. So I went ahead and did that, and I plan on doing maybe what Richie will do with a clean break. I'd like to turn my short film into a series. It's called 8 to 5 on Cleveland. And I have 5 follow-up scripts, and I hope to pitch it to, it got into 4 film festivals, by the way. It got into the Big Apple Film Festival, which is coming up on November 9th. It was also just recently played at the Northeastern Film Festival. And what else? The New York, I'm going to mispronounce this, the new New York Film Festival. Layman's way, denouement, it would seem like it was phonetically spelled. And it was also in the Media Makers Film Festival down in Atlanta, Georgia. And there's plenty more that I'm waiting to hear back from. So I got a lot of matulating. And I just had a spot on Louie, the show Louie, which is my favorite comedy, and I ended